So from time to time, we're taking a look at the different one another commands in the Bible. There are about 60 of them. We want to talk about one of them and then practice it a little bit today. So this is your lab for the week, right? So these one another commands, as we've seen, they're given to us so that we can know how to properly relate to one another in the church, so that we can be built up in our faith and others can be built up, so the church locally and at large can thrive in the love of God. Today's command comes out of Romans 12. Romans 12, one of the great Christian life application chapters. Encourage all of you to read it regularly, but here it is. It says, take the lead in honoring one another. So what does it mean to honor one another? Well, if you consult linguists and Bible dictionaries, you'll get definitions like respect someone, value them, show appreciation, and accord recognition. Now, how does that square with the fact that at the same time we know from the New Testament that we are called to servanthood and humility and not thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought? In fact, in that same chapter, Romans 12, Paul first says, hey, let's none of us think more highly of ourselves than we ought. So how do we square these things? And quite honestly, here at Calvary, most of you know, we don't do a lot of public recognition. We don't name things after donors. You know, we don't bring people up to just talk about how great they are and so we can clap at them, right? We don't do a lot of that. We try to keep things more anonymous for a variety of reasons. One is that we believe service to the Lord is done for him. It's not done for what we receive. Jesus, when he famously spoke about mustard seed faith, he said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, most Christians have heard that passage before, but I know for myself, I forget how that passage ends. He talks about our faith operating in the power of God to serve him. And here's how that passage ends. He says, when you have done all you were commanded, you should say, we are unworthy servants. We've only done our duty. So an interesting perspective of humility and not selfishness. And another reason that we don't usually make a big show of commending people is because, frankly, we live in the midst of a secular culture that is absolutely addicted to selfish attention, right? You've all heard of social media. That's why it exists, right? Or sometimes we tend as Americans to get upset if, say, we're not recognized enough at work or for things that we accomplish. I get it. That's okay at times. But the truth is our human hearts want to be celebrated. And frankly, even when we are, it's never really enough. So the question, though, is, are we as a church or as believers neglecting this Romans 12 command to honor one another? Well, what are we being told to do here? Well, first and foremost, this is a perspective issue. It's not about me being honored. What do we need to do so that I can be honored by others? It's always a command that I go out of my way to value and respect and put first and prioritize the Christians around me. And not to do so that I can turn and then say, okay, you had your turn and now it's my turn, right? In fact, this command is meant to keep our natural human desire to honor ourselves in check. None of us need to be told to honor ourselves, right? And Paul says what we should do is keep that natural human desire to aggrandize ourselves, honor ourselves, push everything this way, keep that in check by honoring others. And the respect and recognition we give to other believers is not based on who they are or, you know, their own characteristics, but on the work God is accomplishing in their lives. The praise goes to the Lord, not the person. And so, as usual, this aspect of our faith starts with our perspective. It's about the orientation of our hearts. And the idea is that I, as an individual Christian, value and respect the believers around me, and I look for ways to make them be VIPs in my mind, right? The tangible ways of carrying this out, there's a bunch of them, but it's never about puffing people up or flattering them, but celebrating the work of Christ in their lives and acknowledging the faithfulness of God in their lives. And if you want some practical, what should I do or what shouldn't I do? Well, it means that as I come together with the gathering of Christians, I honor them by not demanding the first place in line. By not walking up to someone at church today and saying, hey, you're sitting in my seat. I want that seat. It's mine, right? You need to move. And I'm sure many of you have experienced that or heard stories about that. There's a lady who came here to the church for many, many years, and then she moved out of town. And you know, the next time we talked to her, I said, hey, how'd it go? Well, I went to this church. It was recommended to me. And I showed up in church, and there was like 1,000 seats. And I just sat in one. And right before church started, people walked up to me and said, that's my seat. Get out. And like our hearts were broken for her, right? So that's the opposite of honoring others, right? So we can honor one another in all sorts of small and big ways today, real ways as we acknowledge the good work of God in a life. I hope we all diligently pursue that command as we interact with one another.